president said nobody should have to work two jobs to stay out of poverty. This woman has three. Yes, 14 million jobs. But how many people have to work two of them to stay afloat? Labor Department numbers came out for the third quarter. Nearly 8.4 million people in this country are working at least two jobs. That's the highest number since 2019. So when people are looking for that economic shift, they don't feel it. To that woman, you say what?
Yeah, I'd say that that's precisely why we need another 4 years to continue to finish the job, right? I think it's important, too, that the president, of course, wants to get all of this done. But we have to be honest about the brick wall of MAGA extremism that we continue to run into when we're trying to get things done for the American people.
Yeah, good luck with that messaging. What do you say to the growing number of American voters who feel the economy is collapsing? I say this is why we need to reelect Joe Biden. Yeah. Gang, they're finished. They're as a wait until you see the latest devastating polls for bumbling Biden. And on top of that, we're seeing more and more Democrats abandoning ship all as Trump's numbers continue to surge. You're going to absolutely love this. A brand new TIPP poll that just came out today shows that nearly 70% of voters, including 50% of Democrats, said that Joe Biden must be removed from office if it turns out that the charges against Biden are indeed true. 70%. According to the poll, voters were informed that the charges involved that the Biden family took in more than $30 million in payments from overseas governments and corporations. And if that is in fact true, then voters want him gone overwhelmingly. They don't care how. Impeachment, resignation, they don't care. Either way, Joe's got to go. Joe's got to go. And what makes this poll even more devastating for Biden is that the overwhelming majority of voters believe he did, in fact, receive money from foreign governments and corporations. And so this TIPP poll is putting a new spin on the recent rash of announced retirements among Democrats. In our first video today, we talked about the disaster that Joe Manchin's retirement from the Senate represents for the Democrats. The GOP is guaranteed to pick up that seat, and that looks to be just one of a number of other potential seats that they could be picking up in 2024. Senate Democrats are having to defend their seats 2-1 against Republicans. The GOP is defending 10 seats while the Democrats are defending 20. And this announcement of the Democrat Manchin's retirement just guaranteed at least one of those seats flipping. And of course, Carrie Lake looks like she's on her way to win the three-way Senate race in Arizona with Kyrsten Sinema running as an independent, splitting the center-left between herself and the Democrat candidate. So needless to say, congressional Democrats are following suit with more and more announcing their retirement for 2024. It's being widely reported that there is an increasing sense of impending dread among Democrats who see Biden just politically cratering with little to no chance of recovery. Wait until you see some of these numbers. They're going to absolutely blow your mind. But first, gang, if you haven't secured the deed to your home as of yet, you need to click on that link below right now. Don't wait and protect yourself and your loved ones. I was shocked when I found out how easy it is to access the deed to my house, and not just access it, but change it. The deed to your home is the only document that proves you own it. But the problem is that the deeds to all our homes are now online. And criminals are free to find your deed, forge your signature, refile as the new owner of your home, take out tons of loans using your home's equity, and then they stick you with all the debt. But that's where our good friends over at Home Title Lock come in. Gang, they are absolutely amazing. Home Title Lock gives you the peace of mind that the deed to your home is absolutely and completely protected. Click on that link below right now and use promo code TurleyTalks. Then all you have to do is enter your address for your no obligation home title scan to see if you've already been a victim of deed theft. That's $100 value, absolutely and totally free with my promo code TurleyTalks. Gang, don't wait for the worst to happen only to regret you didn't do something about it when you could have. Do what I've done. Do what countless patriots have done. Click on that link below right now and secure your home today. More and more commentators are recognizing that Joe Biden is basically toast. His polling in swing states, all states that he, quote, won in 2020, is in an absolute freefall. And note, this is all completely regardless whether there were any political shenanigans in 2020. Because all the polling that we're seeing today is radically discrepant from the polling we saw back in 2020. There was no poll, not one, that showed Trump winning in any of these swing states. Now, that's all they're showing. A couple of weeks back, there was, of course, the New York Times poll that showed Trump leading Biden in 5 of 6 critical battleground states, and it showed Trump leading by a lot. I mean, we're not talking a point or two. We're talking way beyond the margin of fraud. Trump's up by 10 in Nevada, up 6 in Georgia, up 5 in Michigan, 5 in Arizona, 4 in Pennsylvania. These are leads that go way beyond the margin of fraud of around 1 or 2%. And one of the most significant finds in the crosstabs was that the number one issue of concern for voters was, of course, the economy. And Trump was beating Biden on that number one issue by over 20 points. In fact, Trump led Biden by double digits in virtually all of the major issues that voters were concerned about. The economy, crime, southern border, peace abroad. Trump is absolutely crushing it. Then you also had the latest CBS poll that has Trump beating Biden 51 to 48. So you notice there that Trump is winning the popular vote. It's not just the battleground states. Trump is winning the popular vote. But now we've got a new Emerson poll that just came out that's corroborated the New York Times swing state poll. Emerson, too, has Trump leading, and yes, 5 of the 6 swing states that Biden supposedly won in 2020. Oh, wait, there's more. Here's the latest bombshell from Bloomberg. It has Trump leading in all 6 swing states, all 6. I mean, this is astonishing stuff, gang. Were the election held today, Trump would easily crush Biden in an electoral landslide. And as you could see with the string of announced retirements, Democrats are reading the writing on the wall. Biden is politically collapsing, all as Trump continues to surge far beyond the single-digit midgets in the Republican primary, joke of a primary, and surging past the incontinent chief in the Oval Office. And judging by the growing number of Democrat retirements in D.C., it looks like even the rats are recognizing it is now time to start fleeing the ship. Are you ready to join the resistance? Because I'm leading a group of dedicated, courageous patriots who can lead a spearhead into the heart of the secular globalist establishment. We punish Bud Light and Target, driven CNN and the legacy media to near bankruptcy, forced BlackRock to backtrack on ESG, and now we're seeing our conservative-dominated Supreme Court ending affirmative action and protecting religious liberty. In my Insiders Club, I show you concrete steps to take locally and online that will only keep this mass uprising going until the battle is won. Don't wait. Click the link in my description below and join my Courageous Patriots Insiders Club today.